Good morning. Spanish soccer has a racism problem, so Federation Chief Luis Rubiales said yesterday, echoing criticism by Brazil after Real Madrid lodged a race crime complaint following insults hurled at their Brazilian forward Vinicius Jr. La Liga is under pressure to do more to combat racism after the Brazilian president, FIFA, and fellow sporting stars such as Kylian Mbappe, Rio Ferdinand and Formula One driver Lewis Hamilton voiced their support for Vinicius. Real Madrid's second top scorer this season described Spain as a country of racists after the match against Valencia on Sunday. That provoked a response from the La Liga president Javier Tebas, who said that enough was being done and that Vinicius should inform himself before he criticises and slanders La Liga. The government's response was low-key as it gears up for elections at the weekend, with the foreign minister Juan Luis Álvarez insisting late in the day that racism was repugnant and clashes with sporting values. The match at the Mestalla Stadium in Valencia was stopped for 10 minutes after 22-year-old Vinicius pointed out fans who were allegedly hurling racist comments at him. Valencia Football Club said in a statement it had identified one fan and was working with police to confirm the identity of others who could face punishments, including lifetime stadium bans. FIFA's president Gianni Infantino called for La Liga to enforce a rule that penalises clubs with points deductions if racist chants persist. The National Police, through a joint operation with the tax agency, have arrested 64 people who obtained false documents such as driving licences, passports and identity cards in order to be able to move freely within the Schengen area. In a statement issued on May 18th, the Interior Ministry also pointed out that police officers in total seized 136 fake documents, all of which had European citizenship and were obtained through social networks at a cost of some 1 to 3,000 euros each. During this month alone, the Guardia Civil also arrested 7 people who belonged to a criminal organisation that provided false documentation for immigrants. 5 of those were in Murcia, 1 in Valencia and 1 in Huelva. And officials of the Administration of Justice yesterday began an indefinite strike to demand higher salaries and better working conditions. The strike decision came after the judicial unions called on 45,000 civil servants to go on an indefinite strike to increase pressure on the government. After more than a month of specific mobilisations without fruitful negotiations, 500,000 lawsuits were suspended and more than 30 million legal proceedings were stopped, according to the unions. Meanwhile, judges and prosecutors will sign their salary increase agreement today, giving them around another 450 euros a month. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.